Outlaws After Dark.
Look at you.
Fucked up. I got the metronome in again.
He was still tapping. Wow. It's been so long. That's the funny part. Welcome, everybody, back to Outlaws After Dark. That's what we're calling it. That's right. For us, it's November, but for you, it's the beginning of the year. So happy holidays. And
They were a good one.
Hope they were a good one. We appreciate our few amount of followers. This week, we have Forrest from Amphibiology.
Amphibiology.
Yeah.
That's such a cool name.
Thank you.
It really is. It really is cool. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Had a chill day today. Didn't have to go to class. So I've been chilling, getting ready for the drive here. Looking forward to this.
Nice.
So thank you. Thank you again for having me.
Absolutely, dude. Yeah, actually, I've been jamming to your music like all day. I really dig it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Especially like, what is it? It's Too Much Brain Drain.
Oh yeah, Too Much Brain Drain.
Yeah, dude, that song is sick. So is Sunday at 5:04 a.m.
Thank you. Those are definitely two of my favorites.
Yeah.
Like I've written those semi recently, and they're always a lot of fun to play.
Dude, the Sunday one, it really speaks to me as a songwriter.
Yeah.
So.
I just always felt like, man, like everyone I know writes these amazing songs and is like going on tour, and I feel like so lame. Compared to them,
right.
I should just like write a song about being bad at writing songs. It's like this is what I do.
But dude, it's comes out really good. And the part about everybody else has cool ass riffs or whatever.
Yeah.
I really like that.
I feel that. I was never much of like a riff person, and like I used to try getting into riffs, but I can never get it down. Like chords are just like. So much easier to me, and I just try to make it interesting when I can.
No, dude, I feel it. I'm the same way. I'm power chord central, so, you know. But, man, we're glad to have you on. Congrats on your album that just released.
Thank you, thank you.
It's bed punk?
Bedroom punk.
Bedroom punk.
Oh, that was the one. Yeah, I listened to that all day, this whole morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, I liked it. Hayden sent it over, and I was really pumped that you were coming in, because, like, the inspiration for that is, like, we had another artist in here, Les Blackwell, last year, and he kind of did the same thing. He was taking his cell phone, or he was taking like a tape recorder. He was taking what he could get, and he was uploading it and going balls to the wall with it, man. And like, that's what I felt like you were doing. It's like, you know what? I got some shit to say, and I'm not gonna let anything hold me back for it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like, that is about as punky as it fucking gets. And like.
Thank you.
Straight up.
And then opening about some fucking frogs. Like, that was pretty cool.
Dude, okay, so now that we're on that, I gotta ask, what is up with the frogs?
I don't know, I just really like them. They're fun to draw, they're fun to look at. I barely know, like, anything about them, like, actual amphibiology-wise.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know, they just, like, speak to me. I like the thought of, like, chilling on a lily pad or, like, hanging out in a swamp. Just the feeling and the vibe of it just always spoke to me.
Dude.
And so I thought, I like, hey, might as well make a band out of it. Originally, I was going to have, like, almost all of my songs be frog-themed. I think, like, the first release I made was, like, supposed to be all frogs, but I've been kind of moving away from it. But I still try to get them in whenever I can and, like, put them in the art and the aesthetics and everything.
Dude, yeah. For sure, yeah. That's
super cool.
No, it is. It is really cool, and your little logo, like your drawing, it's pretty.
Yeah. The frog. I hand drew this, in like a sketchbook, just like as a doodle, and then I like looked back on it a while later, and I was like, that make a good logo. I should use that.
You're like, that's the one.
Yeah.
Slap it on a t-shirt.
Slap it on everything I can.
Mm-hmm.
One day I'll put it on a beanie, and that'll be the day I know I've made it.
Yeah.
Logos on a beanie.
Let me know it is that season.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, for sure. No, I love your music. It's awesome having you.
Thank you.
Where are you from originally?
That's a hard question. I moved around a lot as a kid, and I honestly, I'm not even a California native. I moved here quite recently.
Oh, really?
So I was born in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
At the age of, like, 2, I moved to Nashville, Tennessee.
Right.
And then when I was 6, I moved to Colorado, Boulder area.
Mm.
When I was 12, I moved to Maryland, like, Baltimore-ish area.
Right.
And then when I was 18, I moved to Stockton for college. And from there, I transferred to Sacramento this past semester.
Oh, nice.
So I've been kind of all over the place.
That's awesome.
It's really hard to pin down where exactly I'm from. That's why I like the term outsider music so much. Because I really do just feel like an outsider everywhere I go. And so, like, might as well.
Yeah. Yo, dude, that's cool. Good music comes from it, man. That's rad. You know, traveling and all that. It's cool for me. I've been here my entire life, so, you know. Dude, that's really cool. So you're at Sac State, and you're majoring in English, you said?
Yep, I'm an English major over at Sacramento State, California State University, Sacramento.
Nice.
Right, and what year are you in?
I'm currently technically a junior, but since the major switch, I may have to take, like, a couple extra years to make up for, like, all the make up for all the classes that I haven't taken yet, but I'm planning on, like, taking some, like, summer and winter courses to help make up for it.
Yeah.
Wow,
probably, like, next couple of years I'll graduate, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Right dude, good for you. That's rad.
Thank you.
He was telling us before too that he wants to be a librarian.
Oh, yeah.
Which is,
oh,
like, no. That is the coolest thing I think I've ever heard somebody say, other than a musician, obviously, because that is pretty fucking cool. But, like, there's always something after music, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's always got to be something after music.
Of course.
Like, it's an arc, it seems like.
Yeah.
Right.
Or something in between music.
Yeah, or something in between. It's got to be a full life.
Exactly. I think being a librarian... It's just really nice to have, like, that relaxing space and be able to, like, contribute to helping, like, giving a space to the community. Because it's not just, like, for reading. It's for people that can, like, come in and spend times, like, when they don't have anywhere else to go, or if they need to use the internet or need to learn how to use the internet. And it's just, like, a general, like, public space to provide resources. And I want to, like, help that and give back to the community when I can. And I hope I can get to that point soon. Got to study for it, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
What are the requirements? I guess I've never thought of it, but I bet it is. They probably got some fucking...
Usually it's like... I've talked to some people who are, like, already librarians, like family friends.
Mm-hmm.
And usually you can usually get away with, like, having any degree. Like, you can have an English, computer science degree or anything. But what you generally need is a master's in library science.
Okay.
So I'm kind of hoping after I finish my bachelor's and graduate with that, I think I might take a little break from school, do some work around town and stuff, you know, keep playing music, and then eventually get to the master's, get that, and, like, go for the full librarian thing.
That's cool. I would have never guessed a master's. Holy shit.
Yeah, neither would I. But I guess you really need to know what you're recommending. So.
You should, yeah. And then, I mean, the Dewey Decimal System, I have no clue how to make heads or tails out of it.
Neither do I, really. Yeah, man, that's really cool. So do you play pretty often, or...?
Yeah, I try to play often. It's a bit hard because I'm, like, living with 3 other people right now.
Right.
But I try to, like, you know, get some guitar and some singing in whenever I can. But when I always try to make it out to shows, open mics, local stuff. I actually played an open mic over at that my friend Sam. Shout out to Sam Martin. Lead singer of Gas Station Breakfast and several other bands.
Gas Station Breakfast? That's such great. A cool
Some
name.
Some other bands that are also in the work, but my friend Sam put on an open mic at Birch's Garage, which is like a DIY home venue run by Birch, who is also very cool. Shout out to Birch as well. And I did that recently over on Halloween. It was a really fun time. It was a great show.
That's awesome. Nice. That's awesome. Do you have, like, a specific favorite show that you've played?
Honestly, if I had to give a favorite, I would have to say another show that went down a couple weeks ago. My friend Ash Bricky, shout out Ash Bricky, he released his new album When All the Dogs Have Fallen Asleep, which is like the what we've been joking is like the peak Ash Brickey album. And he hosted an album release show over in Stockton at the Hatch Workshop. And I played, and it was really fun. It wasn't really Halloween themes, but like some of us had costumes anyway.
Right.
And I went as the King of the Dad Jokes, which was a muscle tee I have that says King of the Dad Jokes, and a Burger King crown I got like the day before.
Nice.
And so I like told a dad joke before each of my songs during the set, and people ate it up. And it was a lot of fun. I got to see a lot of cool people, Izzy Barney, Terror Tigerman. Sorry, this is just like me shouting out all my friends in the scene and everything.
That's cool. No, I mean, one of these days, let's get him in here and talk.
Nah, dude, we do punk tree. That's our thing. It's punk country. And so, like, we love the whole punk, like, emo scene coming up. Like,
oh, yeah, definitely.
That's rad. Like, I was actually listening to Ash Brickey earlier today, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and he's pretty rad, dude.
Yeah, like, the new album's amazing. I've been listening to it all the time.
Yeah, dude, that stuff's really, really cool. I really like what y'all are doing, like, as far as music-wise. Because we don't see a lot of that, especially on more like the country side of things, you know. So it's really, really cool.
We're having a hard time because we're too punk for country.
But we're too country to people punk.
I mean, hey, there's always folk punk, right?
Yeah. We've actually had our best reception with some folk punk guys, or bluegrass punk guys.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Water Tower. Shout out Water Tower.
Oh, Water Tower Brewing. Yeah.
Yeah, they came out. Oh, no, Water Tower, they're a band. They're a punk bluegrass band. They go fucking hard, dude.
You should check them out sometime.
Yeah, you'd probably like them. They're dope. It's hard not to like them.
Yeah.
And they have one microphone in the center of the stage.
Wow.
They do the bluegrass thing, come in and out. They're professional buskers, too. So they're like, they put on a fucking killer show. Oh,
that's amazing. That sounds really cool.
Yeah. They're out of L.A., too, so they had to busk hard. Do you guys do any busking down there? Have you seen any buskers down in Sac State?
There's usually buskers, like, downtown Sac. Mm-hmm. I tried busking, and I really want to busk more, but I went busking my first time, a couple months ago, and I was so sad because I get up there, I get downtown, I set up, like, my whole thing. I've got, like, my guitar, I've got a little, like, cardboard sign that says, like, Amphibiology.
Yeah.
And, like, my socials. And I take my guitar out, and I strum, and immediately a string breaks. And it's, like, the most important string that I need for all my songs.
Oh, no.
And so I just, like, I said, I was, like, so sad and, like, so demotivated. I, like, kept playing for, like, 20 more minutes, but kind of, can I swear on this podcast?
Oh, dude.
I kept playing, like, so fucking shittily. And I made, like, $1. And I was, like, well, I made $1 at least. My fingers are bleeding and I'm tired and a little sad, but it's fine. And then I used that dollar when I was crossing under the bridge in Sacramento. There was these two guys playing guitar and drums, like some metal shit. And they were jamming. And to the side of them, they had this like basket full of like pieces of art. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if they specifically made or if they just had prints of it.
Right.
And it said, like, donations accepted. So I used that dollar to give them and get a piece of art back. Wow. It was really cool. It was, like, this kind of psychedelic-looking thing with, like, these weird aliens playing the flute. And I have it, like, taped to my wall back in the dorms right now.
Wow. What a little adventure. That's sick.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a nice day.
Bummer about the broken string, though.
That's wild. That would suck so bad.
Definitely know to bring an extra pair pack next time.
It's hard busking down there. I went to downtown or Old Town Sac one time to busk, and I had to pay $12 for parking.
Damn.
But I made only $8 busking.
Oh,
I went in, and it was like 2 hours. I was done. And so I was like, dude, this sucks. I was out $4 in gas money.
Oh, God. No.
Yeah. That sucks.
I've never really busked. Like, I've busked here and there, but that's just, like, me posting up on the bed of my truck and, like, like playing guitar in random spots. But
dude, tailgate busking would be cool, like at Rivercats games and shit. I bet if we had a generator and we could get a little crowd going.
Plus, the back of the truck makes for a great stage.
Yeah, dude, it straight up does. Yeah, yeah, that's the thing. Actually, dude, this place is really cool because if you sit in the back of your truck and you just play guitar and there are cows around, dude, the most captive audience I've ever seen in my entire life. Yeah, they'll walk over
and try to figure out what it is.
Yeah, they'll sit there and, like, stare at you.
That sounds like the dream. I would love to play to some cows sometime.
Dude, you straight up should. Feel free. It's fun, dude.
They'll let you know when they're back over, home.
If you ever want to take the drive back into the backwoods,
For an audience of cows, I just might have to.
Oh, man. Yeah.
We got bullfrogs, too, at the right time of year.
Ooh. Yeah, definitely have to come back.
We caught one that was, like, that long.
Oh, damn.
Big motherfucker.
Damn.
So, what's like, your influences? Like, what got you into this kind of music?
So, I have, like, an answer I, like, tell people to put up faces, and then I have an answer that's reality.
Right.
Which one do you want to hear?
Both.
Both.
Okay, so what I like to tell people when I'm, like, not in the mood to be embarrassed
right. Is
I used to, like, my parents would, like, play music in the car when I was, like, a kid, and I, like, really liked music.
Yep.
And then my dad, like, had some, like, AC/DC albums and shit, and I just listened to them.
Right. And then he beat me, and then I became really good music afterwards. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
My dad did not beat me.
Shout out to Dad.
But the real answer is, yes, all that happened, and yes, my dad had some AC/DC albums, but the real reason I got into, like, any alternative music or, like, rock music is because when I was a little kid, on Disney XD, there was a show called I'm in the Band, which was about this kid, the 17-year-old guitarist who would, like, shred, who joined his favorite band as the new lead guitarist, and they're all, like, idiots and broke and are now living with him. And, like, I've gone back to, like, watch it quite recently, and, like, it's so funny. It's, like, it was surprising, like, how funny it was and, like, how good the music was, too. I was, like, going back, when I went back, I was like, oh, it's, like, a Disney show. The music's probably not as good as I remember. It still slaps. It goes hard.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's, like, what inspired me. I was like, I want to do that. I want to be a rude rock star and shit.
That's hilarious and also factual. You see, you join a band and people just start showing up. Jake can't get rid of me, neither can Jordan. So.
Even though we don't even have practice.
Just be here on a random Sunday.
It just kind of happens.
I came down last night in my robe just to say hi. I was like, hey guys, you having fun? Okay, see you later. It was way too cold. But they were freezing so bad last night that Mr. Hayden hooked us up with this heater.
Yeah. Well, I decided after last winter and it was so cold in here that I was like, man, we gotta change this.
Yeah, it's been getting cold in Sac lately. Like, yesterday was really cold. Yeah. Like, much more cold than I'm used to in California.
Oh,
it freaking frosted last night.
Yeah. Yeah, it snowed in Grass Valley.
Did it?
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Snow in California.
Yeah.
Well, at least in the Central Valley, that's fucking crazy to me.
Yeah. No, it's about that time of year, though. It's funny, like, every couple years it seems that we have, like, a crazy cold winter. Mm. Like, 2017 was the last one, but we're about due for it, for sure.
Honestly, I kind of like the cold. It reminds me of home a bit, and also, like, it gives me a chance to, like, break out the flannel and the jackets and everything without, like, dying of heat stroke.
Yep. Dude, straight up story of my life. It seems like cold weather clothes are just cooler.
Yeah, they're just, like, so much nicer, and there's, like, so much more you can do with it, just because there's so many options.
I hate how happy it makes you guys that it's winter. I am so depressed. I already have my thermals on. Ooh. And, like, if it's going to get colder than this, it's going to be a problem. I only have, like, one or two pair of thermals.
How many layers can you put on before it becomes a problem?
I had 8 layers on at the Beard Picker show. Yeah, I counted them.
He gets too cold.
Yeah, but you're desert boy.
I don't know how I grew up here.
Well,
because of my Jew blood, right?
Whatever.
Oh, whoa.
That's what you said, right?
No, I didn't say that.
Well, I mean, they're from the desert.
Well, okay, yeah, I guess.
And Germany.
I mean, I don't know if your heritage has anything to do with any of that. Force, you got any gigs or anything coming up, or?
Not right now. Just some open mics here and there. Nothing really official. In March, I've been talking with this band, Project Zero. They want to invite me to a show, and I'm hoping to get on that with them. And then, you know, I'm seeing if I can, like, set up any shows before December and, like, winter break. Because winter break, I'm heading back to Maryland for a little bit. And then I'll be back in, like, early January and stuff. So I'm seeing what I can do there. I might have something going on with UC Davis in November, but I'm not sure. They were kind of vague with it, so we'll see.
Right.
But yeah, other than that, just kind of seeing where it goes and just taking what I can get.
Dude, for sure. That's how it be, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you ain't got nothing to do on Saturday, shout out to the Fig Tree. The Fig Tree does an open mic every Saturday in Roseville. Fig Tree coffee shop, and it's a pretty cool venue.
Are you going?
I am going, yeah.
Yeah, because we don't have a gig, huh?
Yeah, if you want to.
Yeah, if you got to sign up early, sign me up.
Yep.
I want to check it out. I don't think I can go this Saturday.
Come on.
I would love to, but I'm just kidding. I've got so much to do. I've got homework.
Oh, dude, I bet.
Essays and shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, can we talk about that a little bit? I would like to hear your inspirations for English major, because you're into comic books, you were saying earlier. They're apparently the hit thing. I don't know much about them, but my son freaking loves them. I'm showing my age at the moment, but I'm just going to pass through that very quickly.
I really love comics. Like, those have always been one of my favorite mediums to read. Like, I like reading, like, regular books every once in a while, but something about seeing the pictures come to life really helps.
Sure.
I mean, some of my favorite comics are like the Scott Pilgrim series. Mm-hmm. I read Umbrella Academy a few months ago, and that was really good.
The Scott Pilgrim series?
It's like about this guy named Scott Pilgrim, and he's like a loser, and he plays bass in this band called Sex Ba-Bomb, and he meets this girl named Ramona, and he like falls in love with her. It's like classic, it's kind of like classic Manic Pixie Dream Girl kind of series. They also made a movie about it, which is also good, but the comics are a lot better.
Yeah.
Because the movie takes place over like the course of a week.
Oh, okay.
And so like a lot of like the plot points and things that happen don't really feel like as worn out, because it's a lot of like, you know, figuring yourself out and your own problems in a relationship and like trying to heal and like do better instead of like being an asshole to your partner. Sure. And like the comics, I find the comics better because they take course over like a year. So a lot of like all the character development just feels more natural. It feels more like the time feels more like worth it. And you actually do feel like these characters grow and that they are good for each other. Because, like, by the beginning of the series, like, everyone's terrible for each other. Everyone's an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of it, everyone's less of an asshole. Not totally all the way there, but they're working on it. Which is, you know, all you can do in life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of our last guests was Reggie Bug Muncher. She does freak show stuff.
She does the Old City Sideshow and
Sideshow stuff, not freak show stuff.
Yeah, if you go to any of the festivals down there, she's usually.
That's really cool.
She was telling us about a comic that actually sounded really intriguing. I think it was about she said there was it's about a universe where it's only women and it's one guy and he's pretty much trying to survive.
Oh, that's interesting. I think so.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was called, but it sounded really
good.
That would
be interesting.
Yeah. Oh, I wish. I'm going to have to listen to it again.
Yeah, no, I'll have to listen to the podcast again.
Other than that, and Sonic the Hedgehog, my knowledge on comics is about tapped.
I love Sonic. I love Sonic as like a character in a franchise, but the games are just...
Oh, yeah. It's so good, especially the old school games. Like, I love the old school.
The old school games are great. The new game that's coming out,
I don't know.
Doesn't look that great.
But it's the same, like, Sonic's been overdone. It's the same with everything. They made a movie about him. They're going to make a movie about Mario Brothers. That's not going to be good.
That movie's not going to go great. I hate Chris Pratt's voice so much. He's Mario.
That's surprising.
Jack Black is Bowser, and he does an amazing
job. That should be hilarious.
Jack Black sounds amazing as Bowser. They released a trailer, and like the voice is amazing. And then you hear Chris Pratt, and it's just Chris Pratt. He's not even doing an Italian accent.
He's just doing a Chris Pratt voice. That's the worst.
Yeah. They did Mario so dirty for that movie.
That's like Kevin Costner playing Robin Hood and not doing an English accent.
He gotta at least throw something on there.
They did Robin Hood Men in Tights and they made fun of it.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. Just
to be made fun of.
This might be sacrilegious because I know it's like the hit thing, but I'm pretty sick of Avengers movies.
I'm sick of the MCU. There's just too many.
And the titles are like all the titles look the same. It looks like I'm going in to see Iron Man 5 over and over again.
Well, and
I'm always down for like a series, but when I have to like sit through 68 different movies to get the plot to understand what's going on in one of them, it's just like
I tried watching one of them and I felt like I totally missed out. And I was like, what the hell?
You actually have to watch this one, and then you also got to watch the after credits scene. Me and my friends always make fun of like the MCU. It's like, oh, Marvel fans, when Blimbo Shitto appears in the after credits scene.
Yeah, straight up, like they're like the lore. now, on that topic, like really Disney Plus, like you're gonna make us wait a week to see another episode. Like, they're the only streaming service that actually makes you wait an entire week to see another episode.
You're paying for fucking TV.
Exactly.
We're slowly returning back to cable.
Right? Which is, man, we made leaps and bounds, and here we are, backtracking.
Shelby actually had a good idea. She was saying we should put the podcast up as it airs on, like, Bandcamp. And then charge people for it. And then we could charge them until it airs.
Be a live show.
Because next year, we should be doing it bi-weekly.
Yeah. We would, if we could find a way to do the song portion afterwards, too, at the same time, that would be the way.
Yeah.
That would be really cool. Yeah.
Dude, you can hear the geese.
Yeah, I know. I can hear the geese.
Is it picking up on the mic?
Yeah, they're flying over. Sometimes we get airplanes, too.
What happened? I thought you soundproofed the room today.
Dude, I put carpet on the top, and it's staying decently warm. I'm still in a t-shirt. I mean, last year, we were sitting around a campfire. I was sitting on top of the heater last year. I was fucking freezing.
That's facts.
Well, drummer doesn't have to... He's always hot. He's always moving.
Well, yeah. That's true.
Don't let it go to your head, Hayden.
Oh, Jake thinks I'm hot.
Do you have any other band members?
Not right now. Uh-huh. Right now it's like a bit of a solo endeavor, but I'm like working on making it full band.
Yeah.
Most of my other releases are like full band and everything.
Yeah.
But I have like a couple friends that are like I've been talking to that like want to do drums and bass. But I'm not really sure when that's gonna go down, probably sometime in 2023.
Yeah.
I'll be getting, like, the full Amphibiology project together. I actually did have, like, a bit of a full band going on, like, a year ago. I had a drummer, and we played one show, and we had a couple more lined up, but then they ghosted me, and then I haven't heard back from them since. And, like, after that, I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna go acoustic, because why not?
Yeah.
Might as well just, like, play myself. And, like, you know, I kind of write most of the stuff acoustically anyway, so it'll translate well.
Yeah.
Straight up. No, it works. Yeah. It works out for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the cassette album worked out so well. So.
Oh, yeah. I had a lot of fun recording that. It just felt like it was so much easier to do. It was so much cheaper.
Yeah.
It took so much less effort than having to, like, record every single track one by one. Mixing, adding effects, mastering. It felt so nice just to, like, hit record on the Walkman and play and then stop and then just do that for 10 times each song and then boom, you have the you have your album.
Straight up.
Yeah, cool. The album art is actually what I wrote on like the cassette case. I have like the actual master cassette in my room.
Wow.
And it's just kind of cool. Hanging out there.
That's pretty cool, dude.
Yeah, I'm hoping I can eventually get enough money to like actually make cassettes to like sell at shows and stuff.
For sure. Actually, we have a friend who did that.
Out to Will Shamburger.
Yeah, the Will Shamburger band. They're out of Fallon.
It's really cool.
Who just got signed?
Who just got signed?
Nice. I love cassettes. That was one of the things.
Gosh, that's
like,
so weird.
The biggest transition from like going from East Coast to West Coast is I've noticed on the West Coast not a lot of people like have cassettes or anything.
Uh-huh.
It's usually like a CD kind of game. But on the East Coast, like every band I knew like had a cassette. Almost really? Everyone had cassettes.
It's coming trendy again.
Yeah,
huh?
And it's like it's also just like it's easier to use. They're cheaper overall.
What makes them easier to use? Are they reselling cassette? Because I have a hard time finding a cassette deck anywhere.
With cassettes? I mean, the thing is, you can also get, like, a Walkman. And they're also much cheaper than, like, compared to, like, vinyl and CD.
Cause yeah,
They're barely making CD drives anymore.
That's true.
And vinyls are just, like, super expensive. With the cassettes, if you want a Walkman, they're like $20 online.
Yeah.
Cassettes, like you can sell them for like $5 to $10 a piece.
Wow.
They're small. They're like portable.
They're relatively cheap to get over.
Yeah,
then.
They're much cheaper.
Well, and it's perfect for the 20-something-year-old that has like a 2000s or older car that already has a cassette player.
Yeah.
And it's rad.
That's valid too, huh?
Yeah.
It's just like I feel like it's just overall like more accessible. To like people than like vinyl or CD, and it's a lot more accessible if you're like a musician with like not a lot of money or resources.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause like you can make CDs, but you need a CD drive and everything, and like people
right.
need to burn the CD and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with a cassette, you need like a tape deck, but like you can just hit record and let the cassette go, or you can like order. And there's like companies that'll like. You can just like send them your album, and they'll like send you out the cassettes.
And once you have one of them, then you can just do the tape deck and
definitely all you need is the master, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, straight up.
Wow, that's a good piece of knowledge. I never even. I guess, yeah, because when I was a kid, they were just going out.
Yeah, I bet.
So I would never have thought. Gosh.
Making a comeback.
I know, I'm old.
Ah, nobody said that yet.
We just skipped the 8-tracks. I know vinyls came back for a while, and now everybody just jumped to 8-track.
Reel to reel.
Orange peel. That's what we want to talk about. Orange peel. Can you tell us about orange peel?
Oh, yeah, orange peel. They're a local band, also out of Sacramento, with Chance, Ryan, and Gabe, three of the coolest dudes I've ever met. They're super nice, super friendly, and they've, like, really been, like, coming up in the scene, and, like, if there was, like, anyone in the local scene who's gonna, like, make it and, like, get out there and break out, it's them, and they, like, deserve it. They're so nice. Amazing people. They make such good, like, emo music, like, fifth wave kind of style.
Yeah.
Their riffs are so good. They're all super nice, and their music's amazing. And just, yeah, that's kind of the main things I have to say about Orange Peel.
Okay, cool. No, definitely. That your excitement earlier, I wanted to get it on the podcast, because we're all going to check them out.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Everybody's going to listen to it, check it out.
Definitely. Orange Peel's very cool. And they also play with another amazing band who I'm friends with a couple of the members, Poor Sport. Shout out to Poor Sport as well. They also... rock hard. I think they only have one release right now, which is a split with Orange Peel. But those two songs they have are amazing. And if you ever go to an Orange Peel concert, barely certain that you will also see Poor Sport. They're like sister bands. They usually like play together.
Right.
And like everyone in both of those bands are super nice, super cool people.
Dude, for sure. No, that sounds awesome. We'll have to look them up for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds cool, man.
What's like the peak of your guys' scene? Like who's the guy locally that's made it or is like the biggest name out there?
Who's running the ship? Is it Orange Peel?
I think Orange Peel might be the most popular, but it's hard to say, like, I mean, I'm like still getting my way through to the scene and figuring things out. Orange Peel definitely seems the most popular, but they're not running it per se.
Yeah.
I don't think really anyone's running it. We're all just kind of hanging out and playing music.
I guess like, me and bringing the crowd.
Yeah.
Who's the one that's bringing the crowd?
There's so many good bands bringing in the crowd. It's just
that's cool.
Everyone draws in a crowd, and like even if you're like new, people will still come out and like see you.
That's
like
sweet.
It's a lot of fun. It's really hard to say who's like the most popular, who draws in the biggest, because like everyone's it's just a big scene.
Like
and
a way bigger community.
It's
than
a
the
it's
country
a
community.
Big community, and like everyone's just like so supportive. There's so many nice people in that scene.
Yeah.
Like the Sacramento scene has been wonderful, and it's been so nice to like to get the chance to be a part of it. And like all the people I've met in the scene have just been so wonderful, especially, and I would like to shout out again my good friend Sam Martin, who has been a wonderful guide for me through the scene in Sacramento and a wonderful friend overall.
Wow.
Oh, cool.
That's
well,
awesome.
We hope to meet him one day.
Yeah.
Sounds cool. Man, we're going to go to some shows, dude.
Dude, we have to.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, it's so funny that it's like a different vibe from us because like we play bars and stuff
right.
like that, and so we don't really get like a crowd to pull out, like, you know, friends, family, all
yeah,
that,
yeah.
but, like, you know, it's like a different thing. It's like not going to see a show. It's like going to a bar, you know?
Right, right. Yeah. Gotta get all the local venues. There's, like, house shows. The main one in, like, that I know in Sacramento that people really like to go to and, like, play at is The Colony.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of friends that, like, have played at The Colony. I've seen a couple shows at The Colony. It's a really nice space, really cool venue overall.
For sure, yeah, we played at The Colony, actually.
Really?
We gotta open up for Mother Muerte and Bad Barnacles and then Desert Bloom.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
It was a really fun show. Those guys were all really fucking nice. And we've always wanted to go back super bad, but when I got started, I was in the country western scene, just starting out, and then it's been really different because I've been tapping at those bars that I've been hanging out with, but it's been, we kind of hit a space where we're kind of overgrowing those bars, and those are more of our songwriter venues.
Right, right.
And so we're kind of digging in a new way to see what, because that's the hard thing, it's like those venues are way different. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I don't even know where to start, but we got to start by going to some damn shows.
For sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Sounds like a lot of fun because, yeah, if we see a venue, like, it'd be easy to message.
Absolutely. Yeah, we get a little too loud for the bars sometimes. So.
Ain't that the truth?
We ran off KNCI one time.
Oh. Radio station.
Yeah. Yep. But,
it was a good time.
Yeah.
Well, cool, man. We appreciate you coming in.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. This has been a lot of fun. This is my first time being interviewed, so this has been a really interesting experience.
You did great, dude. It was we're just chilling. It ain't no thing.
Oh, yeah.
It was really cool to hear about your album. Everybody go check it out. Amphibiology.
Bedroom Punk.
Bedroom
that's
Punk
the
by Amphibiology.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah.
And that's what's your social media handle on everything?
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at AltFrogBand, A-L-T, F-R-O-G-B-E-A-B-A-N-D band. AltFrogBand. And then if you want to follow me on TikTok, I don't post there often, but occasionally. And I think that's just Amphibiology bands.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Good.
And then do you have an idea for what song you're going to play for us? Do you want to say anything about it?
I do have a song. It's a song that I've written recently. It's called Everything. And it's about this friend I had who turned out to be a total dick. And I fucking hate him now. And it's just like, wow, you really just like wasted my time. And can we just like forget everything that happened between us. Like, I know you meant well, but fuck you, and I'm lying.
Yeah.
It's, okay. Yeah, so I think I'll be playing that. It's one of my favorite songs I've written recently.
Nice.
Straight up. Yeah, we're excited to hear it, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, that's coming up. Thank you guys for listening. This is Outlaws After Dark.
Thank you all. Bye.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye. Hop on. We going?
Yes, sir.
Oh, cool.
three, four. Yeah.